Hi everyone, it's Jeff, and I'm back with just a quick message this time to help us get ready for our 500th lesson. That's on September 3rd. And to get all the details about how you can celebrate, just look in the episode description of this episode, or you can go to plainenglish.com/500. Well, I wanted to do just a very quick message about what I truly like the most about this community. And I gave it a lot of thought. And the first thing that came to mind is how hard everyone is working. Now, especially in the videos that so many of you have made, but also in the emails that I get, it's so clear that you're working extremely hard, you're studying, you're using the resources that we offer, you're doing other things, you have teachers, you're getting out in the world, and you really are working very hard at English for your careers, for your family, or for your personal enrichment. And I work hard, obviously. JR works hard to produce this, and it just makes it so, so worthwhile to know how hard you all are working on the other end of this microphone. So that's the first thing. Another thing I love about this community is how respectful everyone is. And this isn't surprising. It's not surprising that people are respectful. It is surprising how different it feels. Now, I came from the world of business consulting, and it was a little bit of a fast-paced, hard-charging business. And I loved the people that I worked directly with, but I have to be honest, not everyone in my world in management consulting was really respectful of me or the people around me. And it's just so nice in this business to talk to all of you as listeners, especially to those of you who are Plus members, also to the entire team that works on Plain English, and all the people that work on the website that help me with technology. Everyone is just so nice to work with, and it just makes my day so pleasant. And so I really want to acknowledge that and let you all know that I truly value what a quality community we have. I don't think I have had a negative interaction with any listener or customer in the entire time I've been doing this. And I think that is just amazing. Another thing I love is I love how you show your personalities. And so many of you listen and I don't know the first thing about you. You don't write in, and that's perfectly fine. But a lot of you do. A lot of you are Plus members, and I interact with you in our forums and our live calls. Others of you take advantage of the social media, or you take advantage of the contact forms or the emails. And I just love getting to know you. We have people from every age bracket. We have people from every walk of life, with every motivation of learning English, every type of personality out there. We've got it in the Plain English audience, and I just love getting to know all of you. Now, those of you who are free members, when you sign up, you take a survey, and you usually write why you're learning English or why you decided to sign up for Plain English. And I want you to know, I read those. I always read those, and so I always know what is your motivation, and a lot of you type in specifically what you're trying to get out of Plain English. And I do read all of those, and I just enjoy hearing your stories through those forums, and like I said, through all the other ways that we can interact. Now, the other thing that I really love about this audience is how much you want to engage in the real issues. And this was my whole thesis. This was why I wanted to start this business. This is why I wanted current events and trending topics to be the base of everything that we produce, which is that I think language learners do want to engage in the issues of the day. And we as language learners, we deserve to be able to do that in our second languages, even if we're not yet ready to do it, say for real or at full speed or in a native context. We're still on our journey, and I am too in Spanish. We're still on our journey, but even as we're on the journey, we don't want to be stuck with really boring educational type topics. And so that's why I wanted to create current events, what's in the news, what are people talking about, what's trending. And I thought that a lot of people would be like me and want to engage in that in their second language, and you really are. And when I asked you to create videos, and so many of you have, by the way, thank you. One of the questions I asked was, what do you like best about plain English? And almost all of you said the topics. And I know from my interactions with you that you really like to get in there and think about what's going on, start thinking in English, use what you learn to talk to your friends and coworkers and family members in English, and you really want to get involved in the issues, and that's fantastic. So that's all I really wanted to cover today. I did want to acknowledge all of that. Number one, how hard everyone is working, how respectful everyone is toward me, toward the whole team. I love your personalities. I read all of the emails. I read all of the comments on the website and social media and your surveys when you sign up as free or plus members. So thank you for all of that. I love that we're all engaged in the issues together. And that's why I'm doing it. That's why I love trending topics and current events and things like that. Well, I've got a couple more messages for you before our 500th special lesson. I'm going to tell you who is behind the scenes producing Plain English. It's more than just me and JR. So I'll give you a quick overview and thank you to the whole team. JR will make a special appearance in one of our episodes here ahead of our 500th. And then do remember, the big celebration is on September 3rd. It's 8 o'clock Chicago time, 9 o'clock in the morning, New York time, Saturday, September 3rd. So remember to join us for that. And of course, we'll still be producing our lessons on a regular schedule between now and then. See you soon.